Oh, hell.
The sound came from behind Luke. He knew what it was, having heard similar sounds many times in his life. A rattlesnake had been denned up in the rocks where he had taken cover, and the scaly creature was upset about being disturbed. A bullet flew over Luke's head and splattered against the rocks. He had a venomous serpent behind him and an equally venomous human in front of him. He crouched a little lower and looked over his shoulder. The snake had crawled out of a gap between the rocks and curled up at their base. Even though it was difficult to guess how long the snake might be since it was coiled to strike, Luke figured it would stretch out to 6 or 7 feet at least. A blasted monster, in other words, and not something he wanted to share a hidey hole with. Luke was confident he could blast the head right off that serpentine body with a single shot, but the solid rock face was right behind the snake. There was a chance the slug would ricochet back into Luke's face. A good enough chance that he didn't want to risk it. He drew the knife sheathed on his left hip. Reminding himself to keep his head down so Monroe Epps wouldn't put a bullet through it, he used his left hand to poke the Winchester's barrel at the rattler. The snake uncoiled and struck with blinding speed. Luke swatted it aside with the rifle barrel, then brought his booted left foot down on the writhing body just behind the head. The knife flashed in the sun as he brought it down and severed the snake's head from its body with one swift, clean stroke. The rifle shots came so close to Luke's head that he ducked even lower. Starting out, capturing or killing Monroe Epps had been just a job to him, but he was starting to get irritated.
Listen to me, Epps! The reward Dodge's on you, say dead or alive! But I'd just as soon not kill you.
You lie, Jensen. I recognized you. Everybody knows you kill a lot more men than you ever bring in alive.
That's because they're always so damn stubborn. They don't give me any choice. You can do better than that, Monroe. All you have to do is throw out all your guns and come out with your hands in the air.
Epps had forded up in a similar cluster of rocks on the other side of a broad, shallow draw, about 20 yards from Luke's position. The fugitive's horse had run off when Epps had been winged and knocked out of the saddle during their running fight a while earlier. He wasn't hurt too badly. Luke had watched the man scurry into the rocks, then had dismounted and sent his hammer-headed dun galloping back up the draw with a swat of his hat on its rump. He wanted the horse well out of the line of fire. He had taken cover as Epps started shooting at him. Monroe Epps had robbed close to a dozen banks in New Mexico Territory in western Texas. He wasn't a cold-blooded killer, the sort of mad dog outlaw who gunned down anybody who happened to get in his way. But he had killed a Texas Ranger and an El Paso City policeman during a couple of his escapes, so the Lone Star State wanted him pretty bad. Bad enough that there was a $5,000 bounty on his head.
Why would you want to give me more of a chance than all the other men you brung in dead?
We're a good long ways from the nearest town, and the weather's been pretty hot lately. If I have to kill you, there's a good chance you'll go stinking before I can get you there and collect the reward. And I have delicate sensibilities, you know.
That's funny. A bounty hunter with delicate sensibilities. I guess you just gonna have to let them be offended if you want to collect on me. Cause I ain't surrendering, Jensen. No way in hell!
You sure about that?
Damn sure!
In that case, I guess I'll just have to let a friend of mine give me a hand.
A friend? I didn't see anybody riding with you whilst you was chasing me.
You're about to meet him. I'm gonna send him over there to introduce himself.
He turned and slid the rifle barrel under the thick, scaly body of the dead rattlesnake. It had finally stopped writhing around in its death throes. Grimacing again and being careful to keep the barrel under the midpoint of the snake's body so it was balanced and wouldn't slide off, Luke picked it up with the Winchester and took hold of the rifle with both hands.
I think the sun's made you go loco, Jensen! There ain't nobody there with you!
Luke swung the Winchester in a high arc and with as much force as he could muster. At the top of the arc, the snake flew free and sailed across the draw toward the rocks where Monroe Epps had taken cover.
Son of a...
The bank robber started blazing away at the snake, trying to shoot it out of the air, never noticing that it didn't have a head anymore. Luke dropped the rifle, burst out from behind the rocks, and raced toward Epps' position. He whipped his twin Remington pistols from their cross-draw holsters as he charged the bank robber. With the speed Luke had built up, he was able to bound atop one of the rocks and look down to where he could see Epps. The outlaw tried to wheel around and bring his gun to bear on Luke. The pistol in Luke's right hand sent a slug tearing through Epps' left shoulder. The wound should have been enough to put him down, but Epps managed to stay on his feet. He held his gun and fired again, the slug sizzling past Luke's left ear. Luke figured the bank robber might be out of bullets after wasting so much lead on that rattler, but he couldn't afford to take that chance. The slug struck Epps in the chest and hammered him back against the boulder behind him. He hung there for a couple of seconds, his eyes wide with pain. His gun slipped from his fingers and thudded to the ground. Epps landed face down on the bloody shreds of the rattlesnake.